sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way to 6 o'clock. And don't forget, as soon as Trent and I are done at 6, it is Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots. Mitch Holtis with the call right here on the Big Talker 1700. Trent, I'm jacked up about watching this game tonight.
Should be a good one, Jimmy B. So is it all football for you? Any baseball going to grab your attention? Or is it strictly you're going to be breaking down the X's and O's as we know you do so well?
Well, I do, but you know me, I'm an observer, so I will probably, the game will be on, but I will probably gander at a couple of other monitors at the refreshment stand and make sure that I keep up to speed on everything.
I see. So that's
yeah.
That's the game plan. Imagine that, Brinson at a bar. Who would have thought?
It is what it is, partner. Yes.
Last night, I was out of Draft House 50. We had
Don't be banging on me. Yes, don't be banging on me because of that. I know where you were.
Well, and I've been there the last 3 days. I was there Monday on Labor Day. I was there Tuesday for a fantasy draft. Then I was there yesterday doing the show, and then we had our League of Champions last night. Great event. A big thank you to Nick and everybody out at Draft House 50 for helping us out. Had a lot of fun. Had the Hawkeye Huddle guys were out there. They drafted a team together. A lot of our qualifiers were able to jump in. So a great time out there. In fact, one of the guys that got in, Jared, his wife was along. And we had an odd number of teams that had qualified to get in, so we needed one extra. His wife, Nicole, jumped in as well. So Nicole is our first female member in the fantasy league as she joined up, and she ticked me off. She took Derrick Henry, and I wanted Derrick Henry, the Tennessee Titans.
I'm going to put money on Nicole that she wins this thing. It never fails. It always takes place like that. So why do you think you won? Oh, because I picked the guy's uniforms that I like the best.
No,
perfect.
She knew what she was doing.
Works.
She knew what
she
was
did.
Doing. Yeah.
Okay.
This was not one of those getting lucky and picking by uniform. She knew what she was doing. And now they're out in Vegas right now. They're out in Vegas having a good time out there, and they're going to be betting on games all weekend and probably betting on their fantasy players that they drafted last night. But fun event, and hopefully we can do it again next year. Good crowd out there, as there always is at Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway. And if you're looking for a spot for the Chiefs game tonight, that is a great place to go. They'll have the sound on, Patriots and Chiefs, out of Draft House 50 this evening.
Okay, let's get into this game a little bit, because we did a lot of Seahawk talk, and rightfully so, in the first hour. So let's get into this, and then we'll come back to Iowa and Iowa State. It is my contention that I believe Kansas City has a chance to win in this game tonight. I think that they have a solid defense against what Tom Brady likes to do. I think they can get enough pressure on Brady to make him uncomfortable, and I am going to pick the Kansas City Chiefs in an upset, Trent, tonight. Not just taking the points, I'm picking the upset tonight.
See, I can't go that far with you. I think that Kansas City will play well. I think they'll keep it tight. In fact, I could see them maybe getting off to a good start and, you know, having a 10-3 lead, a 14-7 lead, something like that. I don't see them winning this game. As good as Marcus Peters is over at one of the cornerback spots, that's just one. Now, their other starter, projected starter, Steven Nelson, is out for at least half the year. They're gotten Philip Gaines out there, maybe Terrence Mitchell. Now, Gaines was a third-rounder in 2014. The guy has one career interception to his credit. I have big-time concerns with the cornerback spot outside of Marcus Peters and what you have to do to defend against this Patriots team. Remember, yeah, the loss of Edelman's big, and I mentioned that a little bit earlier. But the other part here for me, Brandon Cooks, they got a real big-time receiver now over there as he made his way over from New Orleans. What he's going to be able to do, Chris Hogan, the running backs coming out of the backfield, and Lewis and White and Burkhead and on and on and on. I don't know, Jimmy B. Well, to win, that's going a step further than I can do on this one. Plus, the Kansas City defense, it's been a top-flight defense the last couple of seasons. But Justin Houston, is he ever going to be the guy that we saw in 2014? I don't think so. Derek Johnson, is he going to be the guy that we saw in the past? No, that's not happening. Tom Bahali, same kind of thing. I think this defense is aging very quickly. That's another concern that I have. And that's more big picture with Kansas City. That's why I expect a regression from what they were last year, going 12-4 in the regular season. I still think they're going to be fine. They're going to be good, and they're going to be in the playoff hunt. Don't get me wrong. But I don't see them all of a sudden being at that same level and maybe vying to get the number two seed that they got a year ago in the playoffs. I don't see that happening for the Chiefs.
Okay. I'm okay with that for the season, but I'm just referencing tonight's game where they are healthy with the players that they will put on the field, that they're comfortable in their own skin offensively and believe that they'll be able to move the football against New England. I think the short passing game and then trying to hit a big one here and there will work for Kansas City. I think that New England has injuries. You and I have talked about the guys that will not play for them tonight. So that's why I give Kansas City a chance to pull the upset tonight, Trent. I really do.
Look at you going away from the chalk for once. I like it, Jimmy B, when you do that. Hey, what's your Super Bowl pick? Since the NFL kicks off tonight, do you have a selection?
Yeah. Oh, man. You're putting that on me right now?
Why not? You know, I got to put the pressure on you from time to time, Brinson. I carry this ship all day long as is. You can help me out a little
bit. Well, that's true. Well, okay. You're right about that. You do. Let me think here just for a second. I really am leaning toward the Oakland/Las Vegas Raiders. I'm really leaning to them to upset New England and be there. The NFC is a lot more difficult for me because I either have the Raiders or the Pats there. But the NFC, I'm stumbling around with a couple of teams. I'm stumbling around on Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I'm stumbling around on Dallas. I'm stumbling around on Tennessee. So
to get to the Super Bowl?
A lot of people like that team.
Yeah, they don't like them to get to the Super Bowl. They're not beating
them. They like that team. They like that team. All right, so anyway, let me just kind of regress here. All right, if you're going to put my feet to the fire, I'm going to have the Raiders and the Packers in the Super Bowl.
All right. Oakland Green Bay is Jimmy B's pick. I'm chalky in this one. As we went through, Ken and myself today, we did our predictions, and we went division by division. You know, I mean, everyone has New England in the East, Steelers
sure
in the North.
Do. Yeah,
I went with Houston over Tennessee in the South. I took Denver. That was kind of a long shot in the West. The odds, in fact, they have
You did that just because that's Miller's favorite team. He wants to be buried with a John Elway football.
No, I did not do that. You know, the Broncos are my least favorite NFL team. I didn't do it to suck up to him. I think Oakland and Kansas City are both going to regress this year, and that's in general. Outside of New England, I'm really struggling to find teams that people consider in that upper echelon that I really like. I think Dallas has taken a big step back this year. I think the Giants are going to be the class of the NFC East, and I think we're going to see that Sunday night. I think the Giants are going to go down there, and they're going to win that football game outright, even as a four-point underdog. Green Bay, I buy, but they've had those slow starts. You know, is that going to impact them? You know, just go back to last year when they had to go on the road in the NFC Championship game, and a part of that is because of the slow start that they got off to. I like the Green Bay pick. I've been back and forth, but I'm pretty chalky when it comes to my Super Bowl pick. Even when I've gone off the rails a little bit with some division winners, I went New England. I was with you with Green Bay. I'm going Packers and Patriots, another rematch.
Okay.
Of one that we've seen before. I like Seattle still. That offensive line, though, after the injury that they had at their left tackle spot, left me just a little bit short. So we agree on the Packers. God, I don't want the Packers there as a Bears fan, but that is what I'm picking. I'm going Green Bay, New England, a chalky Super Bowl for once. But my division winners are a little bit different.
Yeah, okay. I'm good with that. Look, speaking of your Bears, they get the high-powered Atlanta Falcons, correct?
Yes.
How bad are they going to get beat in that game?
Not badly. And this has very little to do with me as a Bears fan. This is more, again, what I talked about, these upper echelon teams many people consider. Atlanta's another team that I'm fading this year. Atlanta, after what they did a year ago, we see the Super Bowl hangover. The team that loses the Super Bowl continually struggles the next year. I don't have them winning their division. I don't even have them making the playoffs this year. I have Carolina winning that division. I have my two wild cards are Arizona and Minnesota. I don't think Atlanta even gets in this season. So that's another part of it. The Bears got a defense. It'll be at home. It'll be on grass. Bring it. Let's see. Let's see how much this defense has improved under John Fox. But I think that's going to be one that a lot of people might get tripped up on. And if you're win one of those survivor pools, this is kind of a tough week number one. A lot of times there's an easy one in week one. Not really the case.
Well, there is. Pittsburgh-Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's an easy one.
You think so, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, Deshaun Kizer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, I got the Steelers putting it on them.
It's in Cleveland, and in my survivor pool, that's also what I picked was that one. But normally you have something easier than that. You know, you have a team that's at home that you feel a lot more confident with. I know there'll be plenty of people that'll take Atlanta. There'll be people like me that'll take the Steelers. There'll be people that'll take the Patriots tonight, and you're concerned about that one. You know, maybe the one that people should take, because you're probably not going to use them again this year, is the Bills, because they get the Jets at home.
Yeah. They do. They do get the Jets at home. But Buffalo's bad, too. Really bad. Right. And the Jets are worse.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good luck with that one this weekend.
Yeah, really. Pittsburgh-Cleveland. Okay, let me look at here. You like Jacksonville at Houston? They don't even have a quarterback. They're going to start Chad Henne.
Would I like Jacksonville?
No. Wouldn't Houston be your favorite? Yeah.
No, in a crap...
With that defense?
No,
yeah.
A crap sandwich of teams like that with quarterback play. No, I'm not going to go out there in a survivor pool and pick whatever garbage the Texans are going to throw out there. Tom Savage, no thank you. I don't want to go there. Think of some of these awful matchups. Think of the quarterback play. And Colin Kaepernick can't get a job, but we're going to get Chad Henne against Tom Savage. We're going to get who's starting for the Jets against whoever starts for the Bills, who, if Tyrod Taylor isn't able to go.
Nathan Peterman. Yes.
Getting the start of that one. Talk about some awful games to kick things off in terms of quarterback play. And there's Kaepernick sitting over to the side.
Unbelievable. It's a story that will probably continue on as the season continues on as well. We've got a quick break coming up, but when we come back, Chris Andrews, South Point Casino. It's always fun when we get Chris on the show. You got some special numbers that you're going to throw at him? Because I know that you're all about the numbers, pal.
Yeah, we'll dig into the Iowa State game, get the Vegas numbers from that one, get a peek of what's happening in the matchup, where the money's coming in the Cy-Hawk game, and we'll take a look at much more. Coming up with Chris Andrews from the South Point Casino, next on Jimmy B and TC.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports, on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Come and catch the Iowa versus Iowa State game at Tipsy Crow Tavern. We're throwing the party of all watch parties. Watch the big game on an 18-foot Jumbotron, the biggest TV in town. $1 Bloody Marys to the first 500 people in the door, and $4 Stella Tallboys all day. The Tipsy Crow Grillmaster will be hard at work with beer brats, burgers, breakfast burritos, and tacos. Tipsy Crow Tavern will also be having bags tournaments all day. Tailgate package giveaway that includes four tickets to an Iowa State football game that will be drawn for at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Cooler, apparel, four tickets to the game of your choice. Stay after the game for Chase and Ovation, America's only Prince tribute band. These guys are selling out everywhere they go. It's the Tipsy Crow Tavern's Iowa, Iowa State Watch Party. Downtown, 3rd Street, Des Moines.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 800-888-KNEE.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? Snap, crackle, right. Most people know it's pop for Rice Krispies. But this message isn't about cereal. It's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It can make a good tune or a good idea stick. Now here's a question. Would you like to learn the 5 secrets of making a message for your business sticky, you know, memorable and powerful? Then just call us and ask to speak to our ad strategy manager. He'd be glad to share them with you, no obligation. The good thing is, with radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then when someone's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio. The power of sound.
Hi, this is Clint Burkhall. If you'd like to learn the 5 secrets of a powerful campaign, just call me here at the station, 331-9200. We are glad to share them.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Right now at Menards, get an 11% rebate on everything, including Dutch Boy paint.
The original Villaggio Italian restaurant in Norwalk has opened a second location in Urbandale. Family-owned and operated, Villaggio Italian restaurants serve classic made-from-scratch Italian dishes such as cavatelli, spaghetti, chicken parmesan, grinders, and specialty pizzas. Get $50 worth of Villaggio gift certificates for only $25. That's a sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Villaggio Italian restaurant gift certificates for only $25. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700KBGG.com.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988.
Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the Sportsbook Casino. He joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Chris, long time no talk. There was a big fight out there in Vegas. Football has started, but here we are, the NFL season upon us starting tonight.
Hey, Jimmy, paying attention to what a little bribery of a buffet can do for you, you know, for your reputation. So. Hope you come
wondered,
on to that.
I wondered, anyway, Chris. I wondered if there was something amiss there. That's why he was so nice to you. He's never that nice to me, Chris, so obviously you paid him off.
Well, a few free beers and a buffet goes a long way, let me just tell you.
You know the way to my heart well, Mr. Well, this year in the state this week has been obviously a lot about the Iowa State game, the build-up, the pomp and circumstance that surrounds us each and every year. But I just wanted to get your thoughts here about the matchup from your guys' perspective out there in Vegas. I would have to guess that Iowa's a more public team as in compared to Iowa State. We've seen the point spreads throughout time that sometimes don't make much sense here in the state of Iowa. Just start with this game in general. Even before this year, when you look at Iowa State, and as you come up with the line, how much does public perception also play a role in that?
Well, I try not to let that influence me too much, and you know sometimes it does a little bit, but I really didn't let it influence me here. I opened Iowa 2.5-point favorite. You know, I thought you know they looked pretty good last week, certainly defensively. You know, not so great on offense. I think it's going to be a serious question for Iowa this year. You know, Iowa State. They didn't, you know, from what I heard, and I really didn't get a chance to watch the game, but I heard that the score was probably a little deceiving, that Iowa State was better than Northern Iowa, where they went by 18, I think,
mm-hmm.
They were probably a little bit better than that. So, I was comfortable with the 2.5. I thought that was a pretty good price. Now, we've been bet up to 3 with Iowa, and definitely some sharp money. And, you know, but, again, if that's a side I'm kind of put on in this game, I'm very comfortable with that. I think it's going to be a real, real tough game. You know, I mentioned to you guys before last year, you know, I thought Matt Campbell was a really good hire for Iowa State, and almost to the point where I was surprised he took the job. I mean, I think this guy was a little bit of a hot commodity. But, you know, he wanted to get into major college, you know, to one of the big Power 5 conferences. And sometimes you have to take a little bit of a leap of faith. You know, Iowa State's been, you know, certainly in the bottom half of the Big 12 for a long time in football. And but I think they got a guy that could propel them up. I think, you know, they got a shot of making a bowl game this year. And, you know, sometimes you never know where it goes from there. But, you know, I like the team. I like the direction that the program's in. And I think it's a real big game for them, probably a little bit bigger than it is for Iowa. So I think Iowa State got a heck of a chance this week.
Chris Andrews is our guest on the Draft House 50 hotline from the South Point Casino in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. All right. The big one is Ohio State, Oklahoma. Where are you on this one, Chris?
Pretty evenly bet so far, but a little bit more in Oklahoma just because I think we had a pretty good price. But we're at Ohio State, a 7-point favorite. I think this game really is going to turn on when Oklahoma has the ball. Will they give Baker Mayfield time to throw, and can they open up some running lanes? You know, I've heard people say that they believe Oklahoma has the best offensive line in the country. Yeah, I'm not really enough of a football scout to say one way or the other, but I do see Ohio State, and I think they have one of the best defensive lines in the country. Really a lot of talent on that side of the ball. So I think whoever wins that battle, Ohio State's defensive line against Oklahoma's offensive line, I think that's going to determine the game. You know, besides the 7 points, probably going to determine the winner of the, you know, the outcome of the game, the outright winner. I think that's the matchup you got to look at right there. Because otherwise, a lot of talent up and down both lineups. But I think that's going to, the game's going to turn on that one specific matchup.
We've all been fooled at one time or another throughout the years, if you're a degenerate like myself, by Notre Dame. Even as a self-proclaimed Irish hater, I grew up Irish Catholic and I don't like the Fighting Irish, but that's another conversation, Chris. I love them here. I love them in this spot. I love them against this Georgia team. I'm not a big believer in Kirby Smart at the big-time level some people expect. You guys are, what, dishing 4.5 right now with Notre Dame? Public money coming in on one side or the other?
You know, hard to say right now because I think this game would have been a lot lower had the Georgia quarterback not gotten hurt. Mm-hmm. But that certainly has influenced the number. You know, I got a guy I follow. He's, you know, he always has like some different angles, and I always like that, you know, because you tend to get kind of married to your own methodology. And this guy, he's real big on like assistant coaches and that sort of thing. And he says Georgia has one of the worst staffs in the entire country. Can't believe an SEC team couldn't put together a better staff than that. So I can't agree with you as far as like loving Notre Dame in this spot, but Georgia is one of the teams that I have isolated to be a big, big disappointment this year. And originally I liked them. Before I started talking to this kid, I call him a kid, I think he's 50, but everybody's a kid to me. You know, but anyway, this kid told me.
Even me?
Probably. Sorry, Jim, that's just the way it goes. But he told me that this is just, you know, it's gonna come to fruition at some point. They're just not going to have, you know, the depth of coaching that a major college team's expected to have. And I don't know if it shows up this week or not, but just the more I talk to them, the more I think Georgia is just going to be one of those disappointing teams this year. And they probably won't get rid of Kirby Smart, but they're going to probably insist that he come up with a new staff for next season.
All right. The NFL opens tonight. We have the game as soon as we leave the air at 6 o'clock. We carry the Kansas City Chiefs, and Mitch Holthus will be on the play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show right at 6 on the Big Talker 1700. All right, Chris, go for it. Do the Chiefs have a chance against the Pats in New England tonight?
Well, first of all, against the point spread, they have a great chance. You know, if you look down through history, you know, you're not going to get rich betting against Bill Belichick, but the one time that his numbers are not very good is any time they're a 7.5 point or more favorite at home. They tend to not cover that number. Now, I don't particularly believe in voodoo and all that sort of thing. You get to these magic numbers and all of a sudden something's going to happen. But there is reason for it. And a lot of times he's, listen, you're around as much as Belichick. You want to win football games. You're not so worried about covering and, you know, his quarterback's 40 years old now, and, you know, he's shown no signs of drop-off. But, you know, guys do drop off at some point. That's just the reality of it. So I think he's going to probably, if he can get out of there with a 7-point win, he'll be awfully happy. But that being said, I think Kansas City's a pretty darn good team. And, you know, Andy Reid, I know his record coming off a bye and all that. I don't know his exact record coming in the first game of the season. But I think they've got a real big chance here. And I could tell you, all the money is on New England besides minus the points, on the money line, on the teasers, on the first half. And I'm sure when we get to the second half, the money will be on them there again. So I'm certainly rooting for Kansas City, and I know that's a bit of like a home team for you guys. And, you know, so I'm hoping you guys are celebrating with a couple of beers tonight, because that would be an awful good result for us here at the South Point.
We're all Chiefs fans tonight. Chris Anderson from the South Point Casino. Great catching up with you again, Chris. We'll do it again. Hopefully track you down next week, and we'll squeeze in a little bit more time. We got that Chiefs football, and we got to take a break. Good talking with you again.
All right, you too, guys. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris.
Andrews, the man. Jimmy B, we got to take a break.
Yep.
When we come back on the other side, it'll be time to get the wacky thoughts of Wolfgang. We'll do that next here, as we'll take you up until 6 o'clock. Again, Chiefs football right at 6 o'clock with the pregame show on 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Welcome back, Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock here tonight on your drive home, and we welcome in right now our man Wolfgang on the Draft House 50 hotline. Wolfgang, it's Cyhawk week. Are you making it through? Blood pressure okay? You doing all right?
Let's talk some hockey, man.
Talk some hockey. Get out of here, you goofball.
Let's talk some Miami Marlins. Let's go.
All right. Giancarlo Stanton.
I do like him, though, I will say. I've heard that guy is the strongest guy in baseball from big-time baseball guys, but I do love that guy. And that includes Barry Bonds, so that guy's a stud. Yeah, what you asked me about Iowa, Iowa State, this week, and I don't know 100% how you feel about this, I'm literally sick to my stomach, and I know people use the word literally a lot when they don't mean it. Tiff said the other day, I'm literally on fire. I'm so hot. No, you're not literally on fire. You're not on fire. You're just hot. I am literally, Trent, sick to my stomach and have been for a couple days. This game makes me freaking nauseous. I think it goes back longer than that, but I remember when my brother and I just came to the conclusion that we bleeping hate this Iowa State game rivalry is when Drew Tate threw an interception, decided to go, you know, Josie Jewell and tackle him and got a concussion. And we looked at each other and we're like, I'm out.
2005, it was an ugly one from the Hawkeye perspective, Wolfgang. Before we dig in a little bit deeper, you were up at Jack Trice over the weekend. You watched the Iowa State game. So tell us a little bit about your experience up there in Jack Trice for the first time in a long time, you said.
Yes, and again, I'm not trying to brag or anything. All you guys that get to go to these luxury boxes all the time, great for you, good for you. Those that that have never been, you know, I hope that you get the chance. This was my first time ever going to one of these. Not trying to brag or anything, it was just fun. You know, I mean, it was cool for me to, I've never experienced that. 61.5K there at Jack Trice Stadium. Loved it. It was so cool. There's nothing wrong with you sitting at a table and some nice gal bringing you tub after tub of ice cold beer, Grant. Never experienced that. Never experienced that. Which brings on something else. Why can't the real fans have a beer at the game?
Well,
I don't mean real fans. These fans are, these guys up there are donating lots of money. But hey, what's going on here?
It'll happen someday. But that's a conversation. That's a summer conversation, Wolfgang. We're football. We're not going to use that right now. We're not going to use that during Cy-Hawk week. So great experience. You going to make it up again Saturday then for the game?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, got the kids, but we will be watching the game definitely with a whole bunch of friends over. Had a great time. Had Cy the Cyclone come in, if you can believe that, for crying out loud. Took a picture with Cy the Cyclone, if you can believe that. What a joke. Jamie Pollard came in, looking over at Jamie Pollard. Man, that guy is in shape. Holy cow, I need to go on his, eat whatever he's eating, because he was in shape, and he was looking at me kind of funny, Trent.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The guy that got us the box, he was over there talking to him for like 15 minutes, and I kept looking over, and Jamie was looking at me. But he was smiling. So I'm like, does he know me or does he not know me? Is my buddy, is the guy that got us this box, is he telling him stuff about me, or what is he doing here?
Probably.
He had this weird kind of funny smile about him doing it. The only thing, I loved it. Again, the box was awesome. I would have liked to have been out part of the game to feel, because you could not really inside the box feel what the fans were feeling. And I think I told you last time we talked together about a week ago or whatever, that I like to feel the crowd and see what they're sensing. And I would have loved to have been out there after you and I went up 7-0 to see if there was nervousness, if there was, we got confidence. We're better than them. We believe in Matt Campbell. Trent Condon believes in Matt Campbell, and he buys stock in Trent Campbell. So I'm not nervous. But it would have been fun to be out there to see what the Iowa State fans were thinking. I talked to a couple guys yesterday, and they said that UNI fans were actually talking smack to the Cyclone fans after that 7-0. Can you imagine being spoken to from UNI fans smack about a football game?
No. They won 2 out of the last 3, and they went right down the field and looked like, here we go again. And then they get the stop and pinned them deep, but it was looking good early on for the UNI perspective, so I can understand it. I know a couple of my Panther brethren that like a little smack talk out there, so yeah, I could see it. Unfortunately for UNI, it's not a 5-minute football game. You got to play 60.
And Trent, it was fun because I wore red.
Really?
I wore one of my cool red shirts. I didn't wear cyclo stuff, but I did wear a red shirt because I didn't want to be disrespectful. And as we've spoken about, I think we both believe that it's best for podcasts or radio or whatever when Iowa State are both good. It makes it much easier in this community. So that's where I was going with that. But I kind of was undercover, and they didn't know I was a Hawkeye fan, a lot of these people. So let me tell you, Cyclone fans do not like Hawkeye fans.
I found that out.
I was pretending like I was a hardcore Clone fan, and let me tell you, they don't like Hawkeyes. They don't like Hawkeye fans at all. When you wear Hawkeye gear, they will kind of water it down and have more of a fun smack talk. But when you're talking to them and they think you are one of their brethren, let me tell you, the true colors come out in Iowa State fans. And you know what? Kind of respect it. Don't have a problem with it.
It would have been great if, as you're talking to these Cyclone bigwigs, about halfway through the game, you rip off your red shirt and you got a Hawkeye black and gold chest painted. Say, take that, Cyclone boy.
Or a big Tiger Hawk shaped in my chest hair.
Right.
Oh, boy, that would have gone over well.
A great what if. Well, let's get into the game, Wolfgang. And Iowa played so well defensively against Wyoming. Iowa State, that opening drive by you and I, left you a little bit concerned. They settled in, played a lot better. I like the play of Harvey out there. I thought he played well. Lanning certainly accustomed himself well. I still don't know how much we can read into the defensive line up front, the front 3-4 guys that they have up there at this point, but this is a fun football matchup. That's what I've been saying throughout this week, Wolfgang, is this is as excited as I've been just about the football game, taking everything else away from it and, people doing their thing all throughout the week and talking smack to your coworkers and all that. What I love about this is this looks to be, on paper, a fun matchup, two teams that want to do things differently, but two teams that look pretty dang good.
I think so, and I think they're both bowl teams, especially had Iowa State not won that game, we don't know. But looking at Iowa State, looking at some of the things that I've heard from big-time Iowa State people that actually have the ear to people that matter over there, I kind of agree with him. I think their O-line is going to be okay. You look at the wide receivers. I told you I took my binoculars like a dork. I was the only guy in the, you know, in the box that had binoculars, and everybody kept coming up to me and going, I wish I would have done that. And I'm like, yes, I know. You see things with your binoculars. You can go to where the camera doesn't go. You can see things with your, you know, with the binoculars that you don't see with your eyes. I think Iowa State's their O-line, I think I agree with some of these Iowa State fans, their O-line's going to be okay. And if they are okay, if they give Park time, and these stud freaking wide receivers, and you can you believe, Grant, that Easley was close to going there? Did he make the right decision or what?
Yeah.
He wouldn't see PT over there.
He wouldn't.
I mean,
he wouldn't. No, you're right. You're exactly. He's not playing over Lazard. He's not playing over Butler. He's not playing inside over Trevor Allen and DeShante Jones. No, you're exactly right. You know, he made the right choice, and boy, he looked good. He looked.
No,
really
and I'm
good.
Not. And I am not. I am not cracking on him.
Right.
I
right,
love
yeah.
having him, mm-hmm. but I just think those Iowa State guys are so good. They're a year in the system. Would have been before him. I don't know that he would have seen playing time with the depth and also talent that they have there. It's just sick, and I don't mean just sick for Iowa State. I think I mean sick for Big 12. Am I going too far there?
No, not at all. No, they. This is as deep a wide receiver crew as they've ever had. And they've been excited before about some groups, but the depth that they have, the talent that they have out there, size, speed, they have everything that you want. And they got a trigger man in Jacob Park that's pretty dang salty too.
Yep, and I like him. I like his confidence. Not a perfect game by any means. Not a great, great, great game. I think he'll get better. It'll be interesting to see what he does the rest of the year. Big 12 isn't necessarily known for defense and known for tackling like the Big 10. So this is going to be a big game for him and his film if he wants to make the NFL, which I think, I'm not sure if you agree, he's got at least a shot maybe to hang on in the NFL in the future. This is a big game because Iowa's known for their defense. It's a different kind of football, Big 10, Big 12, and Iowa will present him with challenges that he has not seen or will see in the Big 12, and I don't think that's me being Hawkeye Homer. I think that's the truth.
Wolfgang, so what is it going to be? Is it going to be the immovable force against the, what's the thing, the irresistible object? Whatever that is. I don't know. I'm not a comic book guy, but what I do know, it's two teams that are going to play different ways. Iowa wants to be the physical team. Iowa wants to be up there up front. They probably want this game to be more of a slugfest, where Iowa State, they'd be happy this thing being up and down the field, and each side has 75, 80 plays. That's the way that they want to set this up. Who's going to gain that advantage? Is it the front side for both offensive and defensively Iowa, or is it the track athletes on the outside for Iowa State? Who's able to play at their pace?
No, and that's what's fun. It's exactly what you said. It's going to be line play, and I'm obviously, as a Hawkeye fan, and as most football fans or football experts talk about, it all comes down to line play. That's not always the case. You can have just, you know, an average line play, whatever, on offensive line or whatever. If you can just give your quarterback time, if you've got crazy wide receivers like Iowa has, or like Iowa State has, you can see some stuff. It's going to be interesting because I do believe that Iowa is going to have a good offensive line. They need to protect Nate Stanley. Mm-hmm. They need to protect him on passing downs, on must-see. Everybody knows it's going to be a passing down, and I would guess Iowa State's going to blitz their bleep off. I would. I don't want to tell Iowa State anything they don't know. I'm not pretending to know anything that Campbell doesn't know. I would, on every single down, on third down, where you know it's going to be a passing play, I would blitz. I mean, that's what you do against Iowa, especially against us. This guy is only in his second year, true second year. He's now only, what, 2 weeks in, 10 days in, what, Trent, from getting his number one reps? He's getting them all now. Finally, we may see a big step up from Nate Stanley, and that's what I'm hoping from, with him getting all of the reps, all of the film work. We know you are our starter, Iowa Hawkeyes, Nate Stanley. We know you are the starter. And we may see something big out of him. I did like his touch in certain aspects, but you can't, absolutely cannot turn over the ball. That's not how Iowa football works. That's not how Iowa football wins. That's not how they get their top eight finishes how many times, four or five times. That's not how they get their two Big Ten championships with Kirk. You don't turn over the ball, and that's got to be a must. And it's weird with football now. You can't hit much in practice, so he's getting hit here. He's not used to that, Trent, and he was getting hit. So it's some of those. One of them, the guy just picked it out, and I thought he had it. You know, he tried to cover up, but the guy, I thought the Iowa State guy did a good job of getting it out of him. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But he's getting hit basically for the first time in real action, and now he knows it. And I saw quotes from him saying just as much.
You know, the matchup's going to be fun. I'm real excited about this one. And the point spread, 2.5, 3. Now with some spots out there, 2.5, you're laying a little extra juice on Iowa, or 3 with the even -110 on both sides. So with that, where are you going, Wolfgang? What's your pick on Saturday? What's your expectation? What are we going to see?
I got Iowa 77, Iowa 87.
Get out of here.
Get
out of here. Take off those black and gold glasses. What do you really have?
I'm really worried. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here. That was kind of a joke. I'm really worried. Okay. I'm really worried. I love the line play, what I just talked about. But I would, if I had to give a pick, I would say probably 24-20 Iowa. That would probably be my score. Do I feel comfortable with that? I don't feel comfortable with that at freaking all. I don't understand, but I think the team from the East is going to beat the team from Story County.
The team out East. Wolfgang, for a moment, let's have some fun. Let's play a little Hawkeye fanboy here. You had your 77-7, so that jumped to my head. Everything goes right for Iowa. What is it? It is run the football effectively. You get, 200 yards rushing, right? You start there. The offensive line dominates. You're able to run it with Wadley. He busts off a couple of big plays. Butler's moving the chains. They're doing that. Stanley, not asked to do a ton. Doesn't turn it over, though, like you mentioned. He's clean throughout the game, doesn't make a mistake, doesn't let the Iowa State crowd get into it. And then defensively, Iowa, you know, they come up and they suffocate this Iowa State team. Now, Iowa State, Montgomery looked good out there running the football for them. He's a load. But that front seven that they're going to see for Iowa is a lot different than you and I's front seven. So all those things kind of come together. I can see Iowa winning this thing comfortably, winning by a couple of scores. I'm just having a difficult time seeing Iowa be able to do enough to score 27, 28, 31 points. That's what I keep coming back to, is I just don't see Iowa, even if Iowa State hasn't answered all those questions defensively, I don't know if they're at a spot right now where they're going to be able to go out there and put that many points on the board.
Now, who? Who's not going to be able to put how many points on the board?
Iowa.
How many? You don't think they can get to 24?
24, sure, but
21, you even said, right?
No, I said 31. 31.
Oh, 31. Yeah, I agree. That'd be tough.
Yes, I'm not there yet. Still a lot of kinks to work out. And are they going to retire the tight end reverse play that they had with Noah Fant?
No, don't do it. I liked it. It was interesting. It was fun. I like seeing new and interesting stuff. I get sick of seeing the same old bleep. You know what? Do it. I like interesting stuff like that. That's why I wanted him as OC. And you were up and down, back and forth. I don't know where you stand now. I don't know where you stood then. But I liked it. You listen to some of the Iowa State guys. I think it was even John Walters that said, this is the best defense that Iowa State's going to face all year. And I would agree with that. Obviously, it's the Big 12. Okay, They don't understand how to tackle. They just don't. That doesn't mean it's not great football out there. That doesn't mean that the Big 12 teams can't beat the Big 10 teams. But their defense is weird, and their tackling is just unacceptable for anybody that likes to watch defensive football. If you look at Iowa, the two running backs, I love that tandem. That tandem is only going to get better with Butler and Wadley. It's going to be sick. Iowa State's D-line better be ready. As I've talked to you about before, I talked to the hardcore Cyclone fans that know stuff and have an ear to the program, and that was their biggest worry. If that is their biggest worry, look out. Look out for how many people are going to be in the box and what they've got to do. That means Stanley is going to have to make a play here and there in order for Iowa to win, and he's got to do that. I told you, remember when we talked last week and that you were getting on me about body demeanor and body language? I brought that up to you, and all of a sudden I listened to your show, and everybody had the same opinion. Did you hear that? All the guys you brought on had the same opinion after, and they were there. All I did was watch the video. He did not look comfortable in that situation talking to reporters. That scared me with Nate Stanley. Scared me big time. That doesn't mean you don't have confidence on the field. I have no idea. There are some people that just can't do radio, but are lawyers and can do that, or can do, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Be a bartender and talk to anybody, you know, no matter their income or whatever. So I find it interesting to see what Nate Stanley and his confidence is going to be the rest of the year. I know people are poo-pooing that and think that's ridiculous. I don't. I think confidence is huge in anything, any sport, any aspect of life. And if he has that in the game, fine. I don't care what he looks like during a damn interview.
All right, Wolfgang, we're out of time, but quickly, I'll sneak a little bit more in here. Iowa just released their official basketball schedule now with the TV announcements that'll be happening with it. First three games of the year will be on BTN Plus. You'll have to get that streaming subscription for that one, and also a later game against Northern Illinois. So, time to get out the checkbook once again and have to buy that to see the Hawkeyes for the first three basketball games this year.
What if we got together a sports bar and did some sort of thing? Would they be able to stream something like that and we get a whole bunch of people together and watch it?
That's a good idea. I'll make some phone calls. I'll talk to That is an excellent idea.
We're way ahead of the game now. They should be able to figure that out. We can do that. We can get a place packed for that.
How you're thinking. Well, we'll have plenty of time to talk about basketball. It's Cy-Hawk week. Wolfgang has the Hawkeyes 24-20 over the Cyclones, but not feeling very confident with it. Wolfgang, be good, my man. We'll talk again soon.
All right, I'm going to go throw up. Talk to you later.
Wolfgang. You can find him on Twitter at Wolfgang Hawkeye. Check it in here on the Draft House 50 Hotline. We're out of time for today. It's over. It's done. We'll be back tomorrow, though. Starting at noon, Ken Miller and myself, and we will roll into 4 until 6 with Jimmy B and TC. A Football Friday. Enjoy the Chiefs tonight. They're coming your way next here on the Big Talker 1700 as they prepare for Game 1 of the NFL schedule against the New England Patriots. Line sitting at 9.5, a couple out there. I like the Chiefs and the points. I'm down a little bit overall on this Chiefs team this year. Your call on Thursday night from TC. Don't take this one to the bank. Take the Chiefs and the points tonight. That will do it. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Thanks to everybody out there for listening in. Chiefs football comes your way next.